From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
This week, Linstead Hospital gets donations towards the purchase of life-saving equipment. Stay tuned to find out who is sharing the love. The Accident and Emergency A&E Department of the Linstead Hospital in St. Catherine was recently reopened after receiving some well-needed upgrades thanks to the National Health Fund. While the bulk of the work was carried out by the government, one local entity is doing its part in guaranteeing improved health services at the facility. Tradewinds Citrus Limited, parent company of True Juice, Fresh, Wakefield and other brands, recently donated approximately $600,000 towards the Type C hospital, proceeds from a 5K running event held last year.
Really, as Tradewinds, we support healthy living. So having a 5K running through our orchards rather than through the streets of Kingston, we thought would be a nice addition to those kind of activities.
Tradewinds Chief Executive Officer, CEO, Peter McConnell. Mr. McConnell, who is also chair of the hospital's management committee, says though the event took place last June, the gift is better late than never, as there is always a need for constant improvement to the services offered at the health facility.
For the first year, we didn't align with the Linstead Hospital, but by the second year, we said, no, let us choose an institution in the area that could really benefit from the proceeds. So it's 3 years we've been aligned with the Linstead Hospital and donated proceeds towards the hospital, and it's just the right thing to do. Our employees need the hospital, the community needs the hospital, and I think it's just the right thing to do.
For about 3 years, the proceeds from the True Juice cross-country 5K run, 20K run walk, and 20K ride through the True Juice orchards have been going to the hospital. Mr. McConnell promises that as support for the event grows, so will the donations.
Every year we've been improving and increasing the amount, so we're hoping that with more and more support for the event, we'll be able to donate more to the hospital.
Linstead Hospital CEO Camille Wallen-Panton is grateful for the overall upgrading of the hospital, noting that service delivery will now be carried out in a more ergonomic environment.
The Linstead Hospital, and by extension, the Southeast Regional Health Authority, are very proud to know that our staff are no longer crammed in the small spaces they have come to know over the years. They can now work comfortable to give patient care.
She also has high praises for Tradewinds.
We thank them greatly. This donation will go a long way in purchasing equipment for the hospital. So I want to encourage Tradewind, as other private corporation, to form partnership or to continue partnership with the hospital, as this donation that they have given us will benefit the entire Linstead environment.
Meanwhile, Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says all parties win when government, corporate Jamaica and civil society work towards a better system and a better Jamaica.
Healthcare is a community approach and it requires participation by all to the extent that a local entity that originates from the area whose involvement at the level of the CEO is chairman of the management committee has sponsored an event, very popularly supported, and then contribute back is a perfect type of arrangement that we want, and so we encourage all of it. I participated in the run. It was good for me, good for those who participated, and clearly the patients will benefit here. So it's all around very, very positive.
Plans are already being finalized for the True Juice cross-country 5K run, 20K run walk, and 20K cycling events set for the first Sunday in June. More participants are expected for 2018, which means more opportunities to share the love. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera reminding you to share the love. Have a productive week.
A fire can occur at any time. Dial 110 for the Jamaica Fire Brigade or 112 for emergencies. It's a good idea to store the contact numbers of the fire station nearest you. Knowing these numbers could mean the difference between life and death.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.